Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror. Come in. Take a seat next to mine. I would have thought that after my last sinister tale of terror, you wouldn't have agreed to come back down here in the vault so soon. You most assuredly have moxie, Now, let me just secure the door in an attempt to prevent any interruptions during the story. Here, a candle for you, and let me just light one more for myself. Now, let us open my tome. I like to think of it as my personal grimoire of gruesome and ghastly offerings. No. What was that? You had trouble finding the vault? The road kept changing? Why, how curious. Though, your troubles in reaching me remind me of the perfect story. I call it Headlights. I hate driving at night. Yet, there I was, on that old back road, the only car around for miles. After driving for a while, I noticed a pair of flickering headlights in the rearview mirror. For some reason, they didn't illuminate the road. The lights just sort of sat there, brightly glowing. Whenever I looked over my shoulder, they were gone. So I did what any normal person would do. I sped up, but to no avail. The lights were getting closer, no matter how fast I went. Hoping to leave this road behind, I floored it and took one last glance. The lights, I realized, were in my passenger seat, glaring at me. Before I flipped my car, I was able to make out a face and her twisted mouth to go with the headlights. I'll never forget that grin. The next day, someone found my car. They searched for me, even though I was standing next to them the entire time. Lots of time has passed since then. And even though I haven't driven in ages, I still hate driving at night. I have come to the realization, though, there is one thing I hate even more than driving at night. Other people driving at night. Just like you. Now then, I hope you will think about headlights on your way home. Perhaps those of you that are listening to my radio broadcast might feel the nagging urge to look up and into your own rearview mirror. Perhaps, though, it's best if you don't, We have Rupert Pupkin to thank for that little story. Although he didn't include his city and state on his message to me. Perhaps he's worried that I might drop by unannounced. Victor keeps telling me that my radio show will be carried on the iTunes soon, and that my broadcasts are being carried on the Internet Archive. Now remember, if you too have a tale of fear and frights, and would like for me to share it on the air, you may contact me on the Facebooks. Look for Projectionist Haunted Drive-In. So listeners, I hope to see you here next week at the same time for more of my sinister tales of terror.
A little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep.
This has been a RetroWest production. Sleep well, and goodbye.